Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Batting second. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion bunts towards second. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Concepcion moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Concepcion scores. Jones moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Pryor reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pryor moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Way then moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Way then scores. Concepcion moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Nichols scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Kittle moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheridan throws the ball into Concepcion, who tags Nichols trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kittle scores. Fletcher scores. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Beckwith now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckwith covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Rudy Law pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeSaw pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Rudy Law now playing left field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan strikes out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Spillner now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan who is chasing the ball. Salazar reaches third base with a triple. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing second base. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion bunts towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheridan moves to second. One out. Omar Moreno pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheridan moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brett is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Jones now pitching. Omar Moreno now playing center field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Brett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Guillen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Bob James now pitching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Motley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Motley reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 4 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana takes first base on ball 4. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wayven hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a fly ball towards left. Salazar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Salazar. Motley scores. Biancalana moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6. And Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.